What's up, everybody? It's Russell Brunson. Welcome back to Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I'm going to be letting you guys listen into a live Q&A I did on a recent Marketing Secrets live show. If you're not yet part of the Marketing Secrets live show, it's a live version of this podcast where I hang out and answer questions live, and it's so much fun. We usually do them about once a week, and if you want to be a part of the next one, go to clubhousewithrussell.com, go and register, and that way you'll be notified the next time I go live. With that said, I'm going to jump into Q&A, and hopefully one of your questions is answered. If not, make sure you come on the next live show. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. So what we're going to do now is we're going to spend 15 minutes or so opening up for Q&As for any of you guys who have any questions. So Jennifer, do you want to walk people and me through the process of how we're going to be doing the next step of the podcast?
Yes. Awesome. All right, guys, I'm going to bring up five people. So just make sure that if you want to speak, if you have a question, just hit the little raising the hand button in the bottom and we'll bring you guys up. As you come on here, make sure that you mute your microphone so that way that there's no background noise in the back. And let's see, we're going to bring some people on here. All right, we got a few people here that want to join. There we go. All right, make sure you guys mute yourselves. First, we're going to have Carolina. Carolina, welcome to the club, to the room today. We're so excited to have you here. I know you are a mentor in the Spanish world and also a Tucama Club Award winner. So what question do you have for Russell? How do you want to contribute to this conversation?
Hey, Russell and Jennifer, thank you so much for this room. It's been amazing. I was taking notes from everything everyone said, so thank you so much.
So good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's always good to hear from you, Russell. I hope I can make it to Funnel Hacking in September. I hope they let me travel.
You just got to sneak out. There's always a way.
I know. Our country is still not allowing us to travel for leisure, just emergencies. But I'll say it's an emergency.
This is an emergency. Funnel Hacking Live is a huge emergency.
I agree. So, I wanted to ask you just about the maybe not related necessarily to the marketing secrets mentioned today, but just, you know, there's a huge community in Latin America, Spain, who love ClickFunnels, who love you. And they keep asking me when is ClickFunnels going to be available in Spanish, but also your books. I guess that's my biggest question. Do you guys have any plans for expansion to the Spanish-speaking markets? I'd love to hear that from you, Russell. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a great question. The answer is yes, emphatically yes. Next year will be our year of internationalization. How you say that, right? We had to do a lot of coding on the ClickFunnels platform to make it so that we can start translating quickly into languages, and that part of the process is actually finished. And so we do have translators. In fact, Spanish was the first language that's been translated. So we, the way it works, this is actually kind of cool for the non-techie guys like me when I learned how it works, is they had to go through the whole software, and basically any place that there's a sentence or a phrase or something, they had to go and write code around it and say, like, this is the phrase, this is the thing, right? And so obviously there's a lot of places that happens. And then what happens now, it makes this database where it shows like all the sentences, the phrases, the words, the paragraphs, all the stuff. And then we have translators go in and just retranslate every single thing. And then now we can click a button and it just changes the language across the whole platform and make sure that the translations are correct. So we do have a team right now doing the Spanish one and making sure that, you know, obviously not just a direct translation, but one that makes sense. So that's kind of been happening. My guess is shortly after Funnel Hacking Live is when we'll be rolling out that inside the ClickFunnels platform, which is exciting. And then we're trying to plug in other languages as well. So that's that. On the books, yes, I'm learning about publishers and contracts and things like that. Because one of my friends, Sharon Lechner, if you guys know her, she was one of the co-authors of Rich Dad Poor Dad. She also wrote the first version of Outwitting the Devil, which is one of my favorite books of all time. And it was interesting because Outward and Devil's already in 40 languages. I'm like, how did you do that? And she's like, when I signed the contract, I kept the international rights. And she's like, I was able to go and quickly do it across the board. And unfortunately, I didn't do that with mine because I didn't know that was a thing. So I've been working with our publishers to see how we can speed up the timeline. I know that there's translations happening in 4 or 5 languages right now, but the process is slower than I thought or imagined. As you know, you messaged me the other day, there's the original version of .com Secrets and Expert Secrets that are in 4 or 5 languages, but it's the older version. And so we're doing all the new updated ones right now. In fact, I got one the other day. I can't remember if it was Vietnamese or something. It was really cool. But yeah, so yes, they're in process. I wish it was going faster. I'm trying to work with the publishers to figure out a way to move faster on all of it, because I agree that's our next big thing for next year, is to be able to rebuild all of our funnels. In Spanish with the Spanish versions and, you know, different languages, and then also have the platform being able to handle that from you know, the languaging inside, but also local merchant accounts that work in different countries, because obviously some, you know, they don't all work in every single country, and then having support teams in each country as well. So we're working on it. It's a bigger process than we had planned initially, but next year is the year that we're trying to get as much of that done as possible. So there's the goal.
Awesome. Thank you, Russell. And hopefully maybe even some of your courses, like adding subtitles and stuff like that, that would be really neat as well. Maybe 2023. I don't know.
Let's do it. There was actually, it's funny, there's a company that came out that was doing that, where they would take a YouTube channel or video content or courses, and you give it to them and they'd retranslate the whole thing. And we were about to hire them, and they went out of business right when we were about to hire them. So if you want to start that company, let me know, and we can start dropping everything. Because I do have a big – like, literally, it was really cool. You give me your YouTube channel. They go through, scrape it all, rewrite it all, and launch the Spanish version, or the French version, or the German version. Anyway, yeah. If someone wants to start that company, I will give you money to do that for me.
You heard it first here. Karen, it was such a great idea. Spanish market, here we come. Our Spanish people need some of ClickFunnels, Russell. That was great.
I'll talk to some people. I'll talk to some people and reach out to you.
All right. Awesome.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you, Carolina, for being here. Next up is Christine. She's a social media specialist, content creator. She manages social media platforms. Christine, the mic is all yours.
Hi, I'm Christine, and I'm in Dallas, Texas. And unfortunately, Russell, I had never heard of you until I met Nikki Nicole. And she is teaching in a room here, excuse me, on a book that you have, .com Secrets.
Okay,
and
pretty
so,
cool.
Yes, exactly. So now I'm in a room with you.
So, well, welcome to the room. Glad to be hanging out.
Thank you. And so I have ordered the book, all right? That she's training out of, and I'm waiting for the forms and everything to come. What would you say to me is one of the most important item in the book that you would like to make sure that she lets us know in training from your book?
She's training. Oh man. Well, the .com Secrets book. So that's the first book I ever wrote. It's by far the one that's my favorite. Everyone's got their favorite one, but that's my favorite one. I think the biggest thing is really understanding, like, the customer journey. Like, that's where I think, you know, funnels and all the things we do today are based on that. Most businesses I go into, they're very much like, they have a product, they sell the customer the product, and that's like, that's the business. I would say the majority of business, that's the way they look at things. Whereas, like, the thing that I've geeked out on for the last 2 decades of my life is the customer journey. Like, someone comes in, and what's the first thing? And what's the second thing? Where do we take them? And how do we move them? And where do we send them to? And, like, how do we serve them at the highest level? And I think a lot of times business owners are scared, like, well, if I give them an upsell, if I sell them something else, or if I move them from, you know, step one to step two, they're going to be offended or whatever. And it's like, if you realize that the products and services and things you're creating, like, that's how you serve your audience, right? When you really believe that, then it's like, okay, how can I serve this person? They come into my world the very first time, right? Like, right now you've bought the books. You're going to get the book in the mail, and now you're going to be into my funnel. And so you'll hear me talk about different things. I'm probably going to invite you to our 2Comical live event that's happening next week, right? Because that'd be the next thing. And then after you experience that, I'll invite you to come to Funnel Hacking Live, our big event. And then from there, we'll invite you to join our coaching program. Not because I'm a, you know, salesman trying to sell a bunch of stuff, but because I honestly believe, and I've seen, you know, as we've taken people on this journey, like, this is the process and the path that gets people success the fastest. And so I think as you're going through the book, realizing that, like, this is about serving people at a higher level, like, that's the whole key. That's what funnels are about. That's what ascension, that's what value ladders, that's what all these things are about, is like, is figuring out how to serve your people at the highest level. And I always tell entrepreneurs, like, I believe that if you felt that entrepreneurial call and you're started a business or you're trying to, or whatever, wherever you are in the process, like that call is literally a calling from God, where he's saying, look, there's a group of people you've been called to serve. I've given you unique talents and abilities and things that you can do. And your job is to go figure out, how can I take these talents and I can serve these people? And so the .com Secrets book is going to help you with, like, okay, now that I've found these people, how do I find them? How do I move them? How do I actually serve them at the highest level possible? So that's what I would say, is looking through business through that lens, as opposed to, you know, what most businesses are, which is like, write out your business plan and things like that. It's like, no, how do I serve my customers at a level that nobody else has done yet? And then I can change their lives. And that's how you actually grow a business. So anyway, I hope that
Thank
helps.
You so much. And so what I got from it is just make sure that you stick with the process to ensure that you're going to make it to the end, is what
definitely.
I'm hearing. Well,
yeah,
you
definitely.
Can thank Nikki Nicole for bringing your book to, to her room, and just know that I appreciate you both, because I'm hanging in there. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Christine, for being here. Russell, you got people reading your books in other rooms here in Clubhouse.
I love
that
it.
That is amazing.
Amazing. Tell Nikki, thank right. you. That's amazing.
Yes. Awesome. Stephanie, you're up. She's a homeschool mama turned 7-figure digital marketing agency owner, also a coach. Welcome, Stephanie. What is your question for Russell or contribution to the conversation?
What's up, guys? Oh my gosh,
Stephanie.
I'm so excited to be here. dude, okay, so I've been in the ClickFunnels world, in the Russell Brunson world for a long time now, and I have watched you journey through your entrepreneurial journey, and it's just been absolutely incredible. And so as you were just talking about serving your people at the highest level possible and like recognizing the calling from God in your life to reach a certain people group, I've seen in your journey that as you do that and you take hold of that more and more, that you have also too worked really hard in your family in order to serve in your family at the highest level possible as well. And I've seen, as you're very transparent and you're vulnerable about, like, it's a struggle as a parent who wants to be intentional with running a business where you want to like kill it, you want to serve well, but you also too don't want to leave your kids behind in the dust, right?
Yeah.
And so why would we build a business to lose? I don't know, for me personally, they're the reason I started the business, you know? And so I guess my question for you is, do you have any, you know, you've got marketing secrets, but as you've built this business, I've been, by the way, just plug for Russell's podcast. If you have not listened to the most recent uploads of the Roundtable of World
yeah.
Changers, oh my gosh,
that was
so incredible. Oh, so incredible. I keep going back and like kind of re-listening, because the adventure that you took with your kids to go with Matt Maddox and just kind of go out and just hear from kids that are younger and aspiring to these big dreams and everything. It was just incredible. So you guys go listen to those. But Russell, do you have anything, you know, it doesn't have to be like super anything like totally profound, but just like for you, what are some of the secrets you've found between managing serving well in your business and serving your family well and loving them well?
Oh, such a good question. And it's interesting. It's probably not for everybody, but for me, like, business is way easier for me than being a dad. Being a dad is hard and it's emotional. And it's like, and so it's tough, because by default, I'm like, I can deal with these things, or I can like, oh, business is easy, I'll slide over here and do business. And I think that a lot of us have those problems. It's like, we have our things that we're really, really good at, and then we have things we struggle with. And we always slip to the thing that's going to be the easiest. But man, like, every morning I wake up and, you know, like, I love driving my kids to school. I love like being there in the morning when they're getting breakfast and like helping them and like just being around them, and trying to pay attention to them. And then, you know, I go to work, and then it's at the end of the day, it's like, I got to come back, cause I know they're going to be there. And so I try to, like, when my kids are at home, I want to be home as much as possible too. But it's definitely this mental war that all of us have. In fact, so I think you know this. I'm in the middle of writing my fourth book right now. And one of the fascinating things, and it's really cool, I found the stats somewhere. And like, when I found it, I was like, oh my gosh, I realized so many reasons why I struggle at things now. But basically, the stat was like, the human brain, I think, weighs 3 pounds, but 25% of our calories are burned by our brain. In fact, Joe McCall, I think he's on the down in the group down below, he sent me an article after I mentioned that at the FAT event. He said that it was an article, I'll mess up the stats, but it's showing like chess players who play these chess tournaments where they're sitting there just moving pieces around, but their brain's working so hard, well, they'll lose like 20 pounds in a week playing chess at a chess tournament. Like, that's how much our brain is doing. So our brain is like burning all these calories and it's tired. So our brain's like, like I've got two options. Like I can go work really hard and do this thing, or I can like find the easiest path, right? So our brain's always looking for the easiest path. So for me, it's like, okay, my teenage son is driving me nuts. He's insane. And it's like, I got to go deal with this, or I can just go into the office and write a webinar, right? And so for me, my brain's like, oh, webinars are way easier. You've done it a million times. Like it's easier for it to slack off and go there as opposed to like confront the situation. And so like I'm now like, as I'm more and more aware of this, like I'm looking at this debate with my brain and like, and it's like, no, like this is more important because my son, even though he's driving me insane, like there's a window where I can like do something here. And if I slip back and go to the easier route, like I'm going to miss that window and it's going to be gone. And so just being more aware of that, I think where we realize that like our brain wants to do whatever's the easiest. And for me, as much as I love my wife and five kids, like it's not the easiest path for me. The easiest path is by far business for whatever reason. Like I got good at it. So it's like, it's the easiest path. And so it's looking at that and saying, it's, you know, don't always default to the easiest thing, like default to the most important thing. And I have a quote that I share all the time is from David O. McKay. It says that no success can compensate for failure in the home. And I think about that a lot where it's just like, oh, I can go and do this thing because it'd be so easy and I'll make more success and all my fans and followers will think I'm awesome. Or it's like, I can have this hard conversation with my kids and I can help them. Or I can go take them to the homeless shelter. Or I can leave every day at 3 o'clock and go to wrestling practice with them because I need to be there for them. And that's more important than me stroking my own ego, right? And getting the, you know. So I don't know. It's not a perfect science and I mess up a lot. I'm sure my kids will tell you stories someday about how, you know, that, you know, as parents are, but I try the best I can. I think that's the big thing is just understanding that, that the easiest thing's not always the best thing. And, understanding that again, no success can compensate for failure at home. So don't forget the families, especially for like Stephanie, you mentioned like most of us got in this business because it's like, I want to spend more time with my kids. I want to help, you know, like that's why we got started. And then we got the adrenaline rush and like the high from success. And it's like, you want to keep defaulting that cause it feels good. And I've seen so many families and marriages destroyed in the wake of success, which is like the worst thing, right? Like what's the point of it at all at that point? So it's remembering those things so that you don't, in fact, what's the quote? There's some quote that's like, what profit the man if he gains the whole world, if he loses his own soul. And it's like, I hear that and I'm like, oh, like, yeah, I don't want to lose that. So.
That's so powerful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for just journeying out loud, Russell, just from all of us to you. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you. And for anyone who's got kids, it is hard. So don't think someone the other day told me, it's like, man, it's gotta be so nice to have like the most, like the perfect family and perfect life. I started laughing. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I was like, telling him, I was like 2 months ago, I was about to kill. Anyway, I didn't tell him. I won't repeat the details on recording, but it's tough. It is amazing. So yeah.
That was so good. So Russell, if you see everybody like flashing their mics, that's equivalent to like clapping. So everybody's like clapping.
Well, yes, thanks for clapping, guys. That's exciting.
Thing. Yeah, that's a clubhouse thing. So if you see Yassim and Stephanie, we're like clapping away and kind of cheering you on the things that you're saying here. Family is so important and that was so good. And we do appreciate you sharing your journey like Stephanie mentioned. Awesome. Thank you, Stephanie, for being here. Up next, Yassim. She's an Instagram expert. What question do you have for Russell? Take it away.
Thank you, Jennifer and Russell. What an honor to be speaking to you. I am a huge, huge fan. And just actually before I ask you the question, you know how you mentioned about family? To me, you are not just a marketing expert, but for me, you are one of the biggest ambassadors of women, because I have never heard you speak about marketing before you start your sentence with this happened thanks to my beautiful wife. Like every single time, you always honor Colette, like, but every single time, whether I listen to you at the ClickFunnels Live or it's a podcast or a blog post, and I had the fortune to meet Colette because I was so curious after, you know, hearing about her. And she's a beautiful being, but I mean, and we know that you mean it with all of your heart. Like you are, like I am single, and I can tell you, I think for all of us single women in the world, you are giving us so much hope, and you are modeling like
such a beautiful way of behavior. So I wanted to thank you for that, first of all.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, it comes from all of my heart. And Russell, if you really, did you think of actually crowdsourcing this international thing? Because, like, I'm one of your fans, and I know you have fans all over the world. I speak 5 languages. I would be very happy to help you, just to help you.
Oh, very cool. I hadn't thought through that, but maybe as we get closer, we're still trying to figure out all the details of it, so that's great to know. And maybe you can do all the work for all the languages if you got 5. I barely speak English right, so...
Thank you. Yeah, I'm in touch. I've been in touch with John Parker, because I had met him also in ClickFunnels Live, so I can just mention it to him. But yeah, just I thought in your community, I'm sure you have people from all the languages. So now my question is, and I'm embarrassed to ask this question because I have been in your world and doing your trainings for a while, but I am only now, since few weeks, starting the webinar journey myself. And I know you were telling us to start it a lot earlier, and I'm embarrassed I did not. But anyway, I'm watching the trainings and reading the book again. And one part I'm really unclear about is, how do you make the distinction between your origin story and the vehicle?
And
makes it more clear, like, you know, I teach about Instagram, so I tell him my origin story, that I tried to learn it from the free videos, and then I watched an online recordings, but, you know, social media algorithms change so quickly that you cannot learn this by watching a pre-recorded video. You literally need to have live coaching, and that's what I do. But for me, that's the origin story and the vehicle. If you can please help me make the distinction, I would very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, at the FAT event we did this week, I spent probably 15 minutes on a slide trying to explain that, because I've had that question a lot. And I explained it, and people were like, I finally understand after all these years. So that was cool. So I wish I had the slide in front of me so I could remember exactly how I said it. But so the answer is, you do the webinar, and the first part is the origin story about how you discovered the framework, right? So I went through this process. I discovered the framework, and this is the framework, right? So for me, it's called funnel hacking. And then secret number one is, now I'm going to show you guys how I developed it. So the origin story is the discovery of the framework, and secret number one is the story about how you developed it, right? So if you look at mine, it's like how I discovered, discovery of the framework was me funnel hacking, right? So I went and I bought, it's me showing the Nurse Cell funnel, right? So I bought this, and I funnel hacked, and I saw the thing, and I launched my own funnel, and oh my gosh, I made a bunch of money. So that's showing, this is how I discovered the framework of funnel hacking. Then now here's me how... It's a discovery of the framework's the first one, and then the development of it, right? So then I come back, and here's what I developed. So first thing, Tony Robbins told me this, and then I had this over here, and I had this over here, and then I actually teach the strategy. So then step one is this, step two, step three, step four, and you teach the actual strategy. So that's the big difference. It's a little nuance, but it's origin stories here. Here's the origin story of the framework, how I discovered it, and then this is the origin story of how I developed it, and then you actually teach the strategy in that secret number one. Does that make sense?
So are you telling a different story for both of those? Because I understand the distinction between the strategies, but I have difficulties creating a story, different story for the two of them.
Yep, they are different stories for me. So again, the one is how you discovered, like how I bumped in, like, oh, I had the epiphany, and oh, this is the framework, and this is kind of the result of it. So I don't go deep into it there. And the second one's now like, okay, now as I was discovering it, let me walk you through how I actually developed it. So the first thing I did when I'm developing is I did this, I studied. So it's like the second tier. It's like going deeper in on the story, right? So the first one's I discovered, and then here's how I actually developed it.
Oh, got it. So like you say, this is how I discovered it, and now we are moving on to the secret number one, and that's how you make the liaison, so to speak. Is that correct?
Yep. Because they're tied together. Because they're tied together. So the first thing that you show your story how you discovered it, and they're like, oh, cool, this is awesome. And I was like, okay, now we're going to get to teaching. Step number one, secret number one. And then now I'm going to show you, tell the story about how I developed it. Yep.
Thank you so much, Russell. This is Yeshim, the lady in orange red. I'm definitely reaching out to you to offer my help with everything, because you are awesome. Your teachings are awesome. And the love you always show to your
wife and your kids, you are not only a leader in marketing, but you are literally a leader for love, women. I love you with all of my heart, Russell.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Awesome. A shout out to Colette, right? Shout out to Colette. Thank you so much, Yassim. And our last guest here, Ariel. Ariel is a marketing expert in the Spanish-speaking world, as well, also an award winner here in the ClickFunnels community. So, Ariel, what is your question, or what do you want to share here with Russell?
I don't have a question for Russell. Hey, Russell. Hi.
What's up, man? Good to hear from you. How you been?
Good to hear. Good. Very good. Very good. I listened to Carolina before, and I say to all the community in Spanish, we are working very hard to bring the first 150,000 Argentinian users to ClickFunnels this year. Yeah. So I really, really, really good to see you here and in Clubhouse and hear you, and I see you soon.
Yeah, Ariel's been a huge help on our side getting the international stuff. Hey, will you do me a favor?
Of course.
Will you tell people the story about how you found out about our community? Because I think it's really interesting.
In Spanish?
the .com Seekers book, how you found that.
I meet Russell in a plane. A customer called me from United States, and I need to take a plane to Miami, and I found the book. I lost my ticket and I can't fly on business almost every flight, and I was in tourist, and I found .com secret in the pocket of my front seat.
Somebody left the book in the pocket, and he found it in the pocket of the seat as he was flying.
Yeah, that means two things. The planes never are very clean, and no, was a great discovery, and I fall in love with you, ClickFunnels, the community, the books, and start that relationship with you and all the ClickFunnels team till now. So, was great. Was great. Discovered the book in 2017?
Probably about then.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was a crazy story. And then since then, he's won 2 Comic Club, 2 Comic Max, 2 Comic Club C Awards, and about a million other things. So we're grateful for you and having you in our community, especially your help with all the internationalization stuff we're doing together. So
thank you. And we will broke again another hour. So we have two Comma Club X this year, and again the 2 Comma Club C. Will be amazing to give a hug in the stage again.
Excited to see you again soon.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Connor, Jennifer. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Congratulations. And we're excited to see you at Funnel Hacking Live. I want to reset the room one more time before we close out this episode. I want to remind you guys that we are recording. Also, please click the green little house at the top, the Marketing Secrets Live house, so that you can get, club, so that you can get a notification when Russell goes live again. If you love this information, go onto your social channels and let us know how much fun you had here as well in this live. And Russell, back to you.
Awesome. Thank you, Jennifer, for helping. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out today. That was fun. As long as you guys keep showing up and keep having a good time, we'll keep doing these. If you want to hear the recording of this stuff later, it will be on the Marketing Seekers podcast. Just make sure you go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, and subscribe. Other than that, thanks, you guys, for hanging out. I had a good time. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for everyone on our team who helped put this together today. And with that said, we'll see you guys hopefully all at Funnel Hacking Live. We're 105 days away from it starting. If you don't have your tickets yet, go to funnelhackinglive.com. The party is happening. We're going to be in person. We're having a good time. And we want to make sure you guys are all there if you're able to be there. And other than that, thanks, everybody. And we'll see you guys on the next Marketing Seekers Live show. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.